Feels Good is brought to you by Commonwealth Motors. Shop us slash you'll love us at Commonwealth Motors. Hey, Ayla, what is good?
A few listeners sent me this story. I feel like you guys are really getting to know me and the stories that I love talking about. So thank you so much for that. This story is about a golden retriever. Of course, it's a dog. Of course. His name is Charlie. Charlie had been part of Sally Gregory Hammett's family since he was an 8-week-old puppy. And sadly, Charlie passed away at the age of 7 after a 5-month battle with lymphoma. Sally was devastated and wrote a very special obituary for Charlie. She thought about taking out a space in the local newspaper for an obituary, but she said it was like a little bit too expensive, so she posted it on her social media pages instead, like a lot of us young people do. Little did she know that a few very popular dog Twitter accounts would pick up the obituary and shared it with their millions of followers. And so the obituary went viral and more than 100,000 likes and thousands of comments. In the post, she wrote that Charlie was her constant companion and was always there to greet her with kisses and a firm grip on her arm. He taught everyone he met about loving people and always seeing the good in everyone. And when Sally got Charlie, she was 30 years old and single. So she wrote that Charlie was always honest about whether her date was a good match for her or not. Because you know how dogs have like this sixth sense about whether a person's good or not? Well, then Charlie met David, who is dating his dog mom, Sally. David passed with flying colors, and David and Sally got married in May. Charlie loved peanut butter, would come running across the room when he heard Sally peel her banana. She always saved him the last bite. In the obituary, she said, "When you put the peanut butter on the banana, I mean, you would think it was just the best day of his life." And Charlie didn't like the stairs, so even though he was 80 pounds, he got carried up and down the stairs every day, which I thought was adorable. Sally and David plan on adopting another dog soon because they can't stand having the house so empty. So I guess in conclusion, we all have a dog like Charlie. A dog is our best friend. They bring us joy, laughter, frustration when they're going through potty training, but our worlds would not be the same without our furry best friends in our life. So I guess the question is, and we're going to talk about this in about 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Would you take time off of work if your dog Charlie or dog Brayton or dog Doug or Gordon, if they passed, would you take time off of work? Because we're going to talk about that at 7:55. Very curious what Jonathan has to think, because I think our answers are going to be very different.
Totally. I have a feeling right now everybody's going to hate me and definitely going to hate Jim's take on this.
Oh, probably. But that's we'll coming see. Up at 7:55. And that's your It Feels Good for today. $1,000 Minutes coming up next after The Chicks, Wide Open Spaces. Throwback.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.